BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Are you really good with mums like I am? Have we found the worst Christmas rap ever? And a formal apology to the makers and producers of Robot Wars. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Can we work with this voice today or...?
Yeah, it's been worse.
Yeah.
What is it? Just a little bit of winter flu?
Hurt. Just a bit of a hurt. Just it's going around, isn't it? I've been desperately trying to avoid it.
Yeah.
But I don't feel that bad, but no. It's just sounds like I'm going through puberty again.
What you need to do is give your throat a good steaming.
I've been steaming all weekend.
Have you?
Yeah.
That literally. Might be the problem.
No. I've had my head over a bowl all day yesterday.
Did you actually?
Yeah. What?
I didn't realise people actually did that.
Yeah. I looked it up.
So you put a towel over your head and just breathe it in?
Yeah, you just breathe it in. Breathe in the smoke.
Nice.
With the steam.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Put a little bit of Wick's Wapo rub in there as well if you want. Okay, so track of the day is Zara Larsson. Did you see her on X Factor last night?
I did, yeah. It was a sort of... They often do the new song and then cut into the one that they know everyone will like.
I liked the mashup.
Sure.
Yeah, I liked it. And I learnt from X Factor last night that she's had 1.6 billion streams and 6 million singles sold.
When you see someone on X Factor, though, you really can't help but compare them to the contestants. And I think when you saw Zara Larsson yesterday, she is a proper superstar now.
Yeah.
She, like, really looks the part, doesn't she?
Yeah, her look was bold, I thought. And obviously Twitter were enjoying the look. She decided to dress as the Cheshire Cat from Alice in Wonderland, most people were saying. This also features someone that sounds remarkably like my friend Chris here on BVs, saying that he wants to get under your sexy body.
Yeah, it's not me.
It's Zara Larsson. I would like...
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC.
Radio 1.
So Matt Edmondson was here on Friday because we were in Glasgow filming an episode of Robot Wars, which you can see over Christmas. I think it's going to be on the 28th of December.
Yeah, I used to love this show when I was growing up, so it was kind of cool to be on it. And obviously us two, a team, had to take on other teams with the robot that we had.
Shout out to Dave, who helped us a lot with our robot. What a legend.
Legend. So we were in a situation where we were fighting other robots. I thought you did... really well, actually, considering how worried I was about you beforehand.
What, not being able to kind of drive it?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really drive, did I?
No, we can't give away too much.
I was in charge of the weaponry.
Yeah, Scott decided... I mean, Scott was like team captain, obviously, so decided that he was going to take control of the weapons.
Probably best.
I was going to drive, then we had Dangerous Dave there being a sort of mechanic.
If you've ever been in a car with me, probably... That's quite niche, actually. Most people listening haven't. Then you'll know why I decided not to drive.
But it was an amazing experience. We can't say how well we've done or how badly we've done, but I do want to throw an apology to the production staff.
Good. I'm glad you're doing this because they hated us on Friday.
Because I wasn't sure whether to tweet something afterwards just saying, thank you so much for the experience. I'm really sorry that we...
Would have made it worse.
So basically there was an incident during the filming... That we got taken to one side for and told to apologise to several members of staff there because of something that we did, which was kind of by accident, kind of on purpose, but we didn't know was against the rules.
No. And all of the engineers that spend a lot of time and effort, you know, creating these beautiful machines.
Yeah, I'm aware they had a lot of filming to do the 2 weeks after that.
Just need to say sorry to them, really.
So, just want to take this chance now and really want to say sorry. And I don't think any of us expected it to play out that way.
We broke something so bad that they had to...
Yeah, okay, you're saying it then.
They had to get a JCB in to take it off, take it away.
Yeah, and it was a moment of madness from us, and
I
we're
felt
sorry.
Awful about it. We're really sorry, and I will tweet a picture of the tractor that came to take away.
Oh, you've got a picture of it.
I did get a picture of it. I just thought we should because you know we're never going to do it again.
So sorry, Robot Wars people.
Really sorry.
Thank you for having us on.
Sorry again, and you'll see it on the 28th on BBC Two.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. My diary is really stressing me out up to Christmas. It's one of those times of year where you feel much more popular than at other times, don't you?
Speaking of which, my girlfriend's mum has invited you round for Christmas Day, if you're keen.
That is so nice. Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be at my mum's, but tell her thanks. Maybe Boxing Day or day after.
Yeah. You sent her a gift recently. She really appreciated it. So good with her.
Thank you.
I don't know, it's a bit weird.
Yeah, I am good with mums. I want to talk more about this next.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Catherine on Twitter says, I'm loving this on-air Christmas Day planning. I know. A lot that we sort out our Christmas Day plans while introducing Emily Sandé, while she's playing.
The thing is, you are really good with mums. You're good with my mum. You've always, you know, she loves you.
I'm good with my mum, which is always good.
Yeah, of course. But you're also really good with my girlfriend's mum.
Thank you.
To the point where, I mean, you sent her a gift the other day. You sent her some meat.
I did, because it's that festive season,
yes.
And I thought she might need some. Kev in Southampton's been on saying, can you do that thing that you always do where you buy Chris's mum a present for Chris to give to her without knowing what it is, and yeah. Vice versa? Yeah, we'll do that again. I've actually found a great present for your mum this year. But yeah, I am good with mums.
Do you do it on purpose?
No,
would you say?
Here's the thing. I wouldn't say it's...
I do think you target mums.
No. I wouldn't say it's on... No, it is on purpose. But it's not like an act. I just take an interest in them.
No, you see...
Because I could be about to date
their not the
son
reason
or,
you're
or
good.
Daughter.
No, that's not necessarily true.
What?
Well, you're good with my mum. There's no potential dating going on.
No, I just like it. I'm all about the mums, not the dads so much.
I think you like the attention. Because I do notice you deploy certain tactics like...
No, it's not like that.
I mean, you really lay on the Strictly stuff. With the mums, I find.
No, because they always ask. The first thing they'll be like is like, oh, yeah, when you're on Strictly, it's a brilliant icebreaker.
Yeah.
Especially for mums.
I think one thing about being good with mums, especially for someone like you who's a DJ, it's good. Because I think for a mum or dad, it's a potential nightmare to hear that your son or daughter is dating a DJ.
Oh, it's like the worst job to say.
Yeah.
Well, so what does this new bloke do then? Oh, he's a DJ? Oh, God, leave him now.
Yeah.
DJs have a terrible reputation.
But
then you say, well, no, he's not like a club DJ, he's a radio DJ.
Oh,
still bad. So therefore, I know that I'm coming in quite low on expectation, and this is why I ramp it up.
Yeah.
Because they hate anything to do with DJing. They'll be like, oh, I'm not sure.
Well, there you go.
Oh, I'm not sure they're going to be good to you.
But that's what you're doing then. You're overcompensating because of your job to impress the mum, because you know it's a job that mums will hate.
Absolutely. So I'm just super polite. I always take an interest in them. I want them to come away from meeting me thinking, yes, I really like him. I feel safe in his hands.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? This really is the time of year where I absolutely come into my own, I would say.
Yeah.
Over the festive period. So yeah, let your girlfriend's mum know. Well, I'll just text her, shall I?
Yeah, well, as weird as it sounds, you have got that kind of relationship with her.
Let her know that I can, not Christmas Day, but between Christmas and New Year, definitely.
But you're one of those, aren't you? Good with mums.
I think I am. And I'd like to know if anyone else out there listening now is really, really good with mums. And you're kind of doing it on purpose. And you know that you're super good with them.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people say they're good with mums.
Mm.
William on Twitter, I am good with the mothers. I can schmooze a mum. # favourite with mums. Jake in sunny Southampton, 100% relate to this. Always have been. Every single ex's mum has loved me. All my friends' mums too. But yes, I do play up to it quite a bit.
Look at this one. Leon from Anglesey. All my mates, this is such a claim, all my mates like me more than their own sons.
Wow.
All my mates' mums, sorry.
Matt, are you good with the mums?
I would say so, yeah, I'd say so.
How?
I would say, well, I had a previous girlfriend a little while ago and her mum was really into bowls.
I like the term previous girlfriend rather than an ex.
She was really into what?
Bowls.
Bowls.
As in, like, bowls. Dinner bowls.
As in, like, not bowling, but bowls, you know, with the jack and you have to get it as close as possible. And
okay.
Crown green bowling, ho.
Yeah,
golden bowls. That kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Got you.
What's golden bowls?
It was my nickname when I was younger. Do you know when I signed up to that bowls club when I was really bored during the holidays for my... I think it was either GCSEs or A-levels.
Oh, yeah, you did with loads of old blokes.
Yeah, me and my best mate were sitting in the park. We saw the bowls club, went over, said hello, and next thing we know, we were signed up and playing bowls and nicknamed myself Golden Bowls.
Right, so how did you find out that the previous girlfriend's mum was really into bowls?
well, you know, as you do, as you, when you first meet them, you say, you know, what you're into, you know, that sort of stuff. And yeah, she mentioned bowls and she was going that evening and she told me all about it. I had absolutely no interest in bowls. I just wanted to make that clear. Mm. But obviously, it's the first time you're meeting the mum and you want to sound as interested as possible. So, you know, bowls was like a new invention for me. It was so interesting. And we kind of built our relationship from there.
So did you actually do research on bowls?
No, not at all. I mean, it's probably not the most hardest sport to, I kind of thought it wasn't anyway, but apparently there's loads of technicalities that I hadn't realised.
Yeah, you don't want to say a sport is rubbish on Radio 1 because then they all come on. A bit like when, Scott, you talked about the dancing horses.
Oh, they weren't happy. And remember that time I said that horse riding looked easy?
Yeah.
Before you know it, I'm on BBC One being thrown off a horse.
Yeah, that kind of thing happens, so you want to be careful. So you met the mum for the first time, found out she was into bowls. So your tactic is find out an interest and then really kind of get involved yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Just dig into it and kind of seem like you're really interested in bowls as well. Unfortunately, she never invited me along. So I didn't have to, you know, show that I wasn't actually at all into bowls at all because I probably would have been terrible.
Do you think she liked you more because you had an interest?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, mirroring as a technique. I think the technical term would be mirror the mum.
Yeah. But you knew exactly what you were doing there, didn't you?
Do you think she liked you more than other exes?
I didn't ask her that.
Because the mums are always judging. Bear in mind, you're probably, I don't want to make any assumptions about the ex, but you will have been a certain number behind other blokes, wouldn't you? You'd be maybe fifth, sixth boyfriend?
Potentially. Right. Actually, I don't think it was that many, but yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Well, they always say that.
They always say that.
I was obviously the best.
I've only been out with two people. Not true.
Times by three.
Yeah. I just want to make this clear. It's not sinister, okay? It's like we're just doing it to impress.
Yeah.
Good to speak to you, Matt.
Yeah, cheers.
Love you, bye.
Bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Coldplay Neverglow on BBC Radio 1.
I love you.
What?
That's what he says in the song. Tell people.
I love you?
Yeah. Not like that. I just mean like a friendly way. We don't say it enough.
Yeah. L-U-V, isn't it?
Yeah, L-U-V. L-U-V, love.
We've worked out the reason that I'm so good with mums is because I'm coming at it from a disadvantage because I'm a DJ and they hate that.
Overcompensating almost.
I am. It's like, well, you'll never see him. He'll be in them clubs till late.
Fast and loose.
Yeah, meeting lots of different people that aren't you. So that's why I think I'm good with them. Gemma, are you good with the mums too?
Yeah, I like to think I'm a bit of a whiz with them.
How?
Well, I grew up with a lot of guy friends. So I had to meet a lot of mums. And one time there was a mum that was quite fond of animals, had like a lot of cats and adopted bees and things. So I'd go on her Facebook before I met her and talk to him about the one, like different cats and things and learn their names.
You can adopt bees?
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. You just like take in a hive and keep them busy until they produce honey.
What do you mean keep them busy?
What do you do? Play games with them?
You sound like you're making this up.
I'm honestly not. You can look at it online. There's like an adoption thing where you take in a hive and the bees and stuff.
I want to take in a beehive.
you can adopt literally any animal, can't you, really? Have you adopted any animals, Scott?
I haven't.
I bet you have, but you don't realise you have. It's the kind of thing you've done late at night.
Yeah. It's that time of year as well, isn't it, when all the ads are on going, please sponsor our puppies.
Yeah.
They're in every ad break, aren't they, at the moment?
Yeah, it's a lovely thing to do, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm just interested to know if you probably have sponsored one or two.
I probably have. Mm. So go on.
Yeah, so I knew that she did this, and he talked quite a lot about the kittens and things that they would raise and then, like, give away. So I made an effort to go on Facebook and learn all their names and stuff so that when I eventually went round there, I could ask her about the ones that she'd just given away and the ones that she'd just got.
Oh, brilliant. Wow. So what you've done to get on with the mum is Facebook stalked her beforehand to learn everything about her. Then probably when you met her, pretended that you didn't know anything, but you were well researched and ready for any questions.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds a bit creepy when you put it like that, but
oh, that's what you did.
Yeah, essentially.
I think that's a classic move now if you're going on a first date. If we're all being honest, you do as much research as you can before, probably turn up and then pretend that, okay, just me then.
Yeah, no, I kind of get that. I think with mums, though, it's that thing of you have to make a great first impression straight away.
Yeah,
really.
Totally.
But when you are meeting the parents, as a lot of people are doing over Christmas time, you do want to be fully informed. You don't really want any surprises there, do you?
No, and you don't want to turn up at the house and look like you've just kind of bundled in the front door.
No, and also, it is worth looking in all the pictures, seeing if there's any animals, because you don't want to go in there if you are, say, an animal hater, and be claiming that you're an animal hater if they're definitely well into the animals.
Yeah, I mean, I had a friend who had snakes, and not knowing that before I went to his house is a bit... Ugh.
Yeah. What? Chris, what you said there about this is the time of year where people are meeting the parents. Mm. If this is you, you should get in touch with us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, because we can do before and after.
Yeah.
And give you some tips along the way, maybe.
Yeah, and just generally hear how badly it went.
Yeah,
hopefully.
All good.
All good, yeah. But yeah, ideally bad.
Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Gemma, you sound like you are very excellent with mums.
Yeah, I'd like to think that I'm quite good.
Yeah, thorough research is your key, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've got to work out exactly what kind of mum they are.
Good to speak to you. Love you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. Hello. It's nearly Christmas. So the tree's up around mine.
Is it?
Yeah, tree's up at Echo Falls.
Brilliant. The staff did that all on time.
I did it myself. Don't be so rude. I did it myself. I have got a cracking colour scheme going on, though.
You?
Well, it's all kind of white baubles this year. Whenever I'm doing something like that, I just look at Kardashian's Instagram, and that's where I got my inspo.
And you just copy what they do?
Yeah, pretty much.
I just throw everything on it.
I don't.
You're one of those that orders it all up.
And I do not want any of your tinsel as well. Be off with your tinsel.
Why?
Not on the tree.
What's wrong with tinsel?
It's not for me.
Not on the tree?
Not on the tree.
What's on your tree?
Baubles.
And who's your star this year?
It's just a normal star. I was going to put Judge Rinder on. I might still do that, actually.
I think Judge Rinder would be nice.
Yeah, in honour of him at this weekend, yeah. Oh, we've got some news on him a bit later. So Alice Levine looked after the Ho event calendar over the weekend.
This is kind of like our new favourite thing now, isn't it?
I really enjoy it. If you don't know what it is, we open a door on our Ho event calendar every day in the lead up to Christmas. You know, just like a real event calendar. Although behind each door, each day, is a different Ho. Something a little bit old, a little bit retro, something that really isn't on anymore. And Alice did not disappoint. Excellent Who's here for the third and fourth doors. Here's day three. When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right, because I'm safe by the bell. Really good one. And behind door number four, another excellent choice.
What sort of person wouldn't make one phone call to find out how to save their company from the Millennium Bug? The Millennium Bug.
Hey!
The Millennium Bug.
Millennium Bug there.
Great one.
Door number four on the Who Vent calendar. Thank you to Alice for looking after it over the weekend.
Oh, genuinely excited about door number five. I love that no one tells me as well what it is.
No.
Genuinely excited.
Yeah, me neither. So it's like just like an advent calendar. You don't know what you're going to get. Okay, so which Who is lurking behind door five on the Who Vent calendar? Let's open the door.
The Who Vent calendar with Scott Mills. Let's take a little look behind door number five.
Dial-up internet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today we've been busily preparing our Christmas Eve bangers show. That's happening. Guess how long we're on for?
Oh, it's hours.
6 hours of bangers on Christmas Eve. From 1 p.m. till 7.
Some incredible songs.
We've just been going through it today. You're going to absolutely love it on Christmas Eve.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Whitby.
I'm sorry. No, I'm joking. And what are you doing?
Whitby's lovely. What are you
actually
about? It's beautiful.
What are you doing?
I'm just sat in my car at the minute, waiting to go to work.
Okay, what do you do?
I milk cows.
Okay. Yeah. And how are the cows? Are they feeling the cold or are they all right?
They feel the cold, yeah.
I mean, aside from being called a farmer, am I right in saying then job title cow milker?
Yeah.
So that's your primary job, is it, on the farm?
It is, yeah.
Oh, see, sometimes I just think my life could have been so different. Sometimes I would quite like to just, like, you know, like, have some animals, be on the land.
What are you on about? You wouldn't know what to do.
No, I wouldn't know what to do. But like, imagine that country air. I'd love it, I think, just for a bit.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the same, Scott. I think I'd like to be a radio DJ.
Well, there we go. Here's what
I propose. In the big smoke.
I propose a swap.
yeah, sounds great.
No, I'd be useless at it. Okay, right, so here's what I've got for you today. It's a brand new week of bangers. My Chemical Romance. You like this?
Yeah.
Do the cows love it?
No, they're not so keen, I don't think.
Okay, well, it's about you, not the cows.
Yeah.
Speaking of the cows, I've got one that the cows will love, Cos Planet Earth. This is my choice today.
Since when have there been cows on Planet Earth? Never.
Not yet. They should be on Planet Earth. Why not?
Oh, I like that one as
well. Yeah, big song, man. Chicane, Pop It Holla.
Oh, wow. I've not heard this for ages.
Do you remember when Greg used to sing along to this one as well?
James.
But yeah, James. That was it, yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
All right, fine. But yeah, one for the cows, this one, I think, Jack. So it's really up to you whether you want to look after yourself or look after your animals.
How pathetic.
I'm going to go with Scott.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, okay, thanks. Yes, strong. My Chemical Romance. Teenagers means I'm one up on bangers. It's back tomorrow at 2:40.
Yeah, that was good bangers, that, Scott.
They were both good today, actually. Mm. Me living in the country. We've all seen you on Countryfile. You've got no chance, Mills. That's from, they don't leave their name, surprisingly.
Also, got me really thinking about this. Why haven't there been cows on planet Earth?
I don't want to see cows on planet Earth.
Why not?
Because they don't do anything.
Sheep?
Same.
There's never any sheep on...
What are the cows going to do? Like, think about how impressive...
What are the cows going to do? You can say that about any animal. The point is, Attenborough is a genius at finding the drama.
There is no drama with cows.
Saw one the other day, right? Thousands of penguins. Thousands and thousands of penguins.
Yeah, that's great.
They managed to find one story where the daddy penguin has to go off. It's a really hard journey. Go get the fish to bring back.
Well, that's interesting.
Like, there's one story. Yeah, but you could find that one story in the cow kingdom.
You won't. Cows have no drama.
That's a lie.
If it was like cows on roller skates, yeah, I want to see that.
No, that's not how planet Earth works. None of the animals are on roller skates. Do you not understand?
Okay, so what are they going to do? And here's a cow. And they just stand there, chew a bit of grass. Occasional noise comes out of them. That's it. Nothing. They do nothing. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, all the cow lovers are on now. No disrespect. Don't want to annoy any of our young farmer friends. Obviously, they produce milk, so that's good. I can't see Attenborough really touching that, though.
I just don't think you understand how planet Earth works. That, you know, they search for the dramas, they search for stories and explain the animals' lives and the stories that come with these animals and also, then put them in kind of human terms. You could do the same with cows.
No, because cows are livestock, they're not wildlife. Thank you.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm not sure that should count you out of planet Earth, should
Russ,
it?
Russ is on. He's a beef farmer. You're a beef farmer.
You are.
In Shrewsbury. He says, I've got a cow that keeps getting his head stuck in the gate. Once again, I can't see Attenborough touching that. Not enough drama.
But that's mad.
And
imagine that
stupid.
Was on planet Earth.
They're stupid as well. They are.
You're really going in on the cow thing today. I don't think it's wise.
They are. They're thick. Find me an intelligent cow. Go on. Challenge you. The Scott
Mills Daily. So, I've got a little show and tell for you.
Do you want the horns?
Yeah, have you got the horns ready?
Trumpet! Not a trumpet.
Not a trumpet. This came in from a guy called Dave Chan on Twitter.
So hello,
we've
Dave.
We've got him to thank for this.
Thanks, Dave.
So, what he was wondering is, can this following song be added to the Radio 1 playlist? So, I clicked on the link. I was thinking, oh, maybe this is someone that, you know, got some kind of new music that we should be listening to. And it's not new, but it is a Christmas song by the Youth Singers of Calgary.
Oh.
And it's like straight out of 1998.
So it's from 1998. It's definitely quite jazzy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite jazzy. Now, you know there's a lot of awful Christmas songs that you can find. Mm. He seems to really like this one, wondering if we should be playing it more. It's called Gift Wrap with an R, like rapping.
Oh, God.
And it's all about present shopping. Would you like to hear a bit?
Yes, I would, please.
It's Christmas Eve and woe is me.
Gotta do some shopping in a big hurry.
Gotta make a list.
I gotta check it twice.
Gotta read the ad.
Gotta ask advice.
Better start right now.
Better start today.
Gonna be in trouble if I delay.
Just look outside at all that stuff.
Got the Christmas spirit. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, wow. Who's this again?
So this is the Youth Singers of Calgary with Gift Wrap.
Okay. Does he say, gotta do some shopping in a big hurry or in a bakery? Listen.
It's Christmas Eve and woe is me.
Gotta do some shopping in a big hurry.
Yeah, wow. I still can't tell. Is it bakery or big hurry?
I don't know.
The words don't get much better.
Okay, let's hear the next verse.
Shop you up.
How about a watch from my brother Bob?
He's always late for his downtown job.
A fruitcake for my Aunt Eileen.
She's a real fruitcake, if you know what I mean.
There's Mom and Dad and Uncle Kappa.
And all those cousins in Fan Fan Jasper.
The list gets longer every day.
Jing, jing, jingle, I'm on my
way. Oh, wow.
So, I'm not really sure what we do here. Is this one for the Radio 1 playlist, Scott? I'm not sure.
Thing is, as we get nearer Christmas, you will notice, and this is no disrespect, but we run out of Christmas songs. There's only so many good ones. So you do start to hear some quite suspect ones.
Yeah.
No offence to the music team. It's a hard job they've got there.
Yeah.
But, like, eventually you do have to bring out Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think that's what Dave Chan is doing on Twitter. He just wanted us to hear something new. Fair play to him. And I guess if anyone else hears any other Christmas songs we should be playing,
yeah,
send them our way.
And how about a watch for my brother Rob?
Watch for my brother Bob.
Mm-hmm. You've got sugar plums dancing in my head.
Tiptoe off to fall in bed.
Sugar plums dancing in my head.
Particularly angry man there, really.
So there we go. All about gift wrapping.
That's perfect. Let us know if you think that should be added to the Radio 1 Christmas playlist.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about how mums do seem to love me, don't they? And
yeah,
I don't really know
why.
But I do make an effort. I do try and impress. I will send some flowers or, you know, just send them some gifts. I'll be real nice to them, be on first name terms, probably take them out shopping without the person I'm trying to date be there.
You know you're good with mums.
Yeah, I like it. Jake in Southampton was on earlier saying, 100% relate to this, always have been. Every ex's mum has loved me. All my friends' mums too. And yes, I do play up to it, like you do, Mills. Mm. This will be on the podcast if you miss any of this chat earlier. But then, somebody's been on going, my boyfriend is terrible with mums. When he met my mum, the only common ground he could find was that his mother also had granite surfaces. So then they spent 10 minutes genuinely discussing cleaning techniques. Yeah, that's not great. We should definitely do something, maybe in the new year, with people that are terrible with mums.
Yes.
And try and make them better. I really
yeah,
like that idea.
That's good.
I really like it. So, no real or no real for the next few weeks until Christmas, because we've got these Christmas mixes. Remember, like we did in the summer? Mm. We've got a mix for that. Today, it's Going Wild in the Aisles. So I imagine lots of songs about shopping. Is that right?
Perfect playlist if you are, yeah, I imagine if you're shopping right now or planning on shopping sometime soon, or if you're like me and shopping later in December, just save it till then.
You have not a clue what to get anyone. I asked you this on Friday. Oh, I'll deal with it later. Also, so if you're not feeling Christmassy, that'll be for you at 3:45. Yeah. Also, I think I've managed to sort actual Judge Render coming on Thursday. He can't today. He'd normally be on, but obviously he went out of Strictly on the weekend, so he's very busy today. But I think we're going to try and get him on Thursday. And I think, and I did a lot of grovelling on text, like a lot. I think I've managed to get him to say yes to Innuendo Bingo.
I mean, that would be great.
Because at first he was like, no, I'm not doing it. You know what he's like. But he says that he'll do it for me. I'll do it for you. So hopefully, unless he backs out, Rinder, Innuendo Bingo, Thursday, good news.
BBC Radio 1.
I've got to say, Chris, I'm so pleased with what I've got your mum for Christmas this year as her present.
Oh, you've already bought.
Only you have to tell her it's from you when we make the phone call. You know, we do this every year and you do the same to my mum.
So
I've actually got the present, normally something quite inappropriate, but you have to get her to open it on the phone and you have to say it's from you.
Yeah.
Her number one son.
And what is it?
I'm not saying. When should we do this? Next week? Week after? Oh, it makes me feel so festive.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 and our special guest on Innuendo Bingo, Gabrielle Aplin. Scott Mills.